Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Ngorima, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my dear elder. How are you?
Very well, thank you. My pastor, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm being blessed.
Yeah, you've had a good day so far?
Yeah, so far so good. The Lord is leading me.
Fantastic.
And yourself?
Well, I've had a good one also. Thank you so much for asking. And thank you also for joining us. And now we're going to be talking about the Holy Scriptures from today until Friday. Yeah, so we're going to be addressing this. It's one of the fundamental beliefs of the SDA Church. Not everyone is going to be believing in it. And so we hope that by this conversation, you can be able to ask some questions that you're not clear about, whether it's easy questions or hard questions. And if you want us to ask those questions on your behalf to the pastor, please do make sure that you ask us that. Now, it is said to be the best-selling book of all time. You know, the Bible is a unique anthology of complex ideas and concepts. It is meant to be read with attentive care. So over the next couple of days, the pastor really is going to be helping us to take a look at the many roles the scripture can play in our spiritual lives. So, Mfundis.
Yes.
First off, we've got this book, which is, so-called the best seller in the entire universe, the Holy Scriptures. Is it a fact?
Yeah, it is a fact.
Mm.
It's the oldest and the best seller in the world, because from time past, it has been on the market, and still now, it's still on the market. And it's being bought like hotcakes.
Selling like hotcakes. You know, I know a couple of authors who've authored their own books. I'm talking about spiritual books, etc. Now, and when you go to publishers and you want to publish your book and you've quoted some scriptures, I do understand that you cannot quote some of the texts. In fact, all of the texts in the Bible, because you've got to get authority to do that from the owners. And so letters have got to be sent to England to make sure that that is cleared and you're given the authority to be quoting the Bible. So looks like it's owned in England.
The Bible?
Mm.
I don't believe so.
Mm.
The Bible is now everywhere.
All right.
It never originated from England.
So they have a copyright. How do they have a copyright if they don't own that?
Well, maybe translations.
Okay.
Because originally the Bible was written in the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
And the Bible writers are from the Middle East, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, maybe I don't know about that, getting authority from those guys. I don't know what is happening, but my understanding is the origin of the Bible is from the Middle East there, and most of the authors are from the Middle East there, Palestine, Israel, mm-hmm. thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who are these authors? Who wrote it?
Well, the Bible, the greatest author of the Bible is none other than God himself, God the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
but using human beings. And some of the people who were used, of course, they are there in the Bible, like Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, etc., etc. Plus or minus 40 authors. Let me say at least 40 authors.
Mm.
They contributed in writing the Bible under the influence of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit used those authors to write the Bible.
About 40 authors wrote under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, very correct.
And so when were these penned down? When was it written by these authors?
The Bible was not written in a week period of time, but it was written in 1,500 years, period of 1,500. Yeah, they're about with different authors. And some of the authors never met they never met. Yeah, they don't physically, they didn't physically met. Mm. Yeah.
So it was written over 1,500 years?
Yeah.
And which period is this? Do we have an idea?
Maybe next time I'll give you the specific dates. Approximated dates.
I see. So yeah. Please do prepare that for us, because we'd really like to know and get deeper into these people. So you're saying that it has been written by 40 different authors. Of course, we're not going to be going through all of them, but just give us a sample of who these authors are, so that we may just have a bit of understanding, please.
Okay. Isaiah said that the real author of the Bible is none other than the Holy Spirit, but the penmen which were used, whom we can say authors in quotes, one of the good examples is Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was said to have written, Genesis up to Deuteronomy. And the other one is Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
one of the authors, Isaiah, Ezekiel, David, Solomon, sons of Korah, Paul, Peter. Those are some of the authors, like Matthew,
mm-hmm.
Mark, Luke, etc., etc.
Ah, all right. So these are the guys who were used by the Spirit, as you say, to pen these wonderful words under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, of course, you say.
Yes, yes.
But then how do we know that this was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit? How can we be so sure? I mean, these guys were writing in their time, you know, in their context, etc. And we have a claim that they wrote, but it was under the influence of the Holy Spirit. How do we ascertain that as a fact?
Well, what an interesting question. Number one, is read the Bible. I use faith when I read the Bible.
Right.
I have the faith that everything which is written in the Bible is correct.
Okay.
Now, number one. Number two, I'm convinced that these guys were under the influence of the Holy Spirit by this reason.
Mm.
From Genesis to Revelation,
yeah,
the theme is one.
Mm.
They don't contradict. There is a uniformity, there is unity, they have one theme, and Christ is the sender, or God is the sender of their theme, all of them. So that pushed me to be convinced, to believe that these men were under the influence of the Holy Spirit, as the Bible itself claims.
Mm.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 to 21 says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of only private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Mm. So because the Bible said so I have to believe it as it is.
Yeah, doesn't that provide a very quick escape route to say, well, if it says so, then we have got to use faith? Because a person who has not encountered this book cannot simply just use the faith, because they are used to reading certain books and they've got tangible evidence that it is, Ngorima who actually wrote this book. I know it is Ngorima because Ngorima lives in a particular place. I know he penned this book. This is the style of writing. This is the language he uses, etc., etc. And you are saying, well, it's best to use faith.
Well, generally, we everyone uses faith, even those who read the Bible or those who doesn't read the Bible.
Mm.
You see, so there is a Bible-based faith,
right?
You see, that's what I'm talking of.
I see.
Because even without reading the Bible, you can still have faith.
Mm.
Because you can see the goodness of God in nature, and through the Spirit, you are provoked, or you are compelled to believe that there's a creator behind these creatures. So, I don't know if I'm clear on that one.
I get you. Now, earlier you said that this book was written over 1,500 years. Did I get you correctly?
Yes.
If that is the about 1,500 years, yes. If that is the case, then there is not bound to be any contradiction, because, I mean, if I pick up material that was written about 600 years and I then write based on the information that I see, of course, I'm not going to contradict that. I pick up a book and I say, okay, I'm going to write. So the whole thing has got no chance of contradicting, because it has been written, over so many years. So the writers come, after a couple of years, after a couple of centuries, and they keep up, they pick up on where this one left, and they continue with the same thread. So there shouldn't be any contradictions, because from the first writing right to the last one, 1,500 years passes. So clearly it's a well-coordinated effort to bring a particular theme or agenda, not so?
Well, but as I have read from 2nd chapter 1, verse 20 to 21, the Holy Spirit
second
guided those people. 2nd Peter.
2nd Peter.
1, yeah, which I've previously read.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Every prophecy comes by the direction of the Spirit. So all those connections, as you have said, happen to be so accurate if they were ever there, because the Spirit was guiding those people. You see, so the thread of correctness of and unity of the scripture, it happened because the Spirit was directing.
You see, that's why I'm saying, Pastor, it has to be accurate, because, I mean, if I'm writing a piece 300 years or 400 years later, for instance, after you wrote your book, I pick up your book and I read it and I say, oh, okay, Ngorema wrote this piece, and so I'm going to be writing this piece. I don't know how we include the Holy Spirit, because I've read your work and I want to align my writing with your work, and so that it can actually continue from there. After that, somebody else comes, read my work, your work, and then they write something else a little bit later, etc. So I don't know how you then enjoin the Holy Spirit when, in fact, these people would have gone through each other's work.
I think the Spirit is 100% involved.
Okay.
Because he's the one who provokes, you see.
Mm.
Outside the Holy Spirit, such a unity won't be possible. From Genesis to Revelation, the lineup of verses, how it is set, different people, different cultures saying the same thing. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it might be difficult. It might be difficult. But I've heard what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
And allow me not to run away from giving the credit to the Holy Spirit the author of the Bible. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what makes it quite unique from the other books?
Okay, the Bible is unique from other books because of its origins, how it originated.
Okay.
Who gave the information, how it was given, where, when. If you read Romans 1:2, is this thought, it refers the Bible as the Holy Scriptures. Yeah, it now distinguishes this book from other books. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, sacred writings, oracles of God. That's Romans 3, verse 2.
Mm.
So how he came to existence brings its uniqueness. So the uniqueness of the scripture is based much on their origin and source, you see. So the source of the scripture is God himself in the person of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so how is it different then from other religious books, in particular the Spirit of Prophecy, which we many believe was inspired by the Holy Spirit?
Yeah, I'm convinced that the Bible stands as the bigger light. All other writings maybe might be other lights. Some are darkness, some are light, but the Bible stands as the bigger light. SOP, which we believe in as Adventists, comes in as a lesser light. So all religious writings are measured from the Bible or by the Bible. So is the Bible is the yardstick
yardstick
of any religion. Yes, that's what I believe in.
I see. But then this theory of a bigger light and a smaller light or bigger lesser light, where's this theory coming from?
Well, if we take the book of Jeremiah, on its own becomes a lesser light. But if you combine the 66 books, the book of Jeremiah included, it becomes the bigger light.
I see.
So the element of being a bigger light is the unity of the 66 books.
I see.
It has the whole light, the full light. That's how I take it.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, Pastor, I do thank you for joining us in basically looking at it introduction as we are going to be discussing the Holy Scriptures, which I think the very first conversation, we just needed to understand the nature of this book, its history, origins, and who is involved, etc., etc. And I think you've helped us to understand that. And so we're going to be connecting tomorrow again to understand better. But please, if you can, just give us some timelines, you know, because you said you are not prepared on the timelines in terms of where it all started and how did it come and all of that. But of course, we'll do that tomorrow. I do want to thank you so much for coming through today.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a pleasant time.
Blessings. Thank you. Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Advent Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.